Phone Boy Speaks, episode 962, Mr. Robot. It is not very often I like a television show, but I came across a show called Mr. Robot that is actually a show about a cybersecurity expert that has a morphine addiction and some psychological issues, and he gets in with a hacker collective that's, of course, trying to take down a large multinational corporation that controls many aspects of everybody's lives, and it's there's a lot of interesting storylines there. Now, what I heard from my friends that have been watching the show was that the tech in the show is actually pretty close to real, right? And it's, you know, nothing's going to ever be 100%, right? It's funny, I can always kind of spot when they put the IP addresses on there, and they're like, those aren't real IPv4 addresses. They aren't even IPv6 addresses or whatever. I mean, they're just, you know, when you start seeing numbers above 255 in an octet or something, you just kind of go, okay, well, that's, you know, I can kind of live with that. But if you look at the rest of the tech and the way it's done, I mean, I looked at it and went, wow, they actually paid attention to the details. And if you there's an interview with the creator, he says, you know, we tried to get people that have actual criminal records. The studio didn't necessarily like that, but to me, that's like the best person. You know, they have a record for a reason. They know how this stuff works. But you know, from a storyline, it's, you know, there was you know, one episode that was clearly a drug trip going on or something. You can kind of see what, you know, some of the bizarre things that were going on there. But I think it was a good story, and so it's something that that's now in my queue of things to watch. But some of the stuff's been very topical, right? I mean, there was an episode where in one scene where a couple of the characters hacked into a car, so they tripped the they were able to capture the key fob or something wirelessly, and then they used that to open the car, and then they hacked into the port on the car where you can do this kind of stuff, and they were able to get the car started without having a key. So that. And it looked, you know, the way they were doing it, it looked very plausible. And a lot of the, you know, there's a lot of Unix command line stuff and Python scripts. And yeah, it's just all kind of stuff you just kind of look at and go, you know, to me, right, I'd have to look really hard to say, okay, that wasn't real, right? I mean, it looked really good. And unlike, you know, a lot of shows that have, you know, that do stuff that's really obviously fake, I think this is, you know, as I say, this is a lot closer to reality as far as the tech. And so that's one of my turnoffs of some of these shows, is they do things that are just absolutely ridiculous, like the show Scorpion. I mean, I think I watched that a couple times. I'm like, no, I can't watch this. I mean, if you're going to do tech, at least get it pretty close to right. And generally speaking, the critics, right, or the tech critics of this show have been pretty happy with at least the technical pieces of it. You can always argue with the story writing, but you know, so far I'm hooked. So I will, this will show I'll be watching. So you know, link in the show notes, and I'm sure you can, if you cannot get the USA Network where you're at, I'm sure you can find another way to obtain this show. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.